Welcome to the Miller Group Real Estate Show, Amelia Island's number one source for real estate news, market analysis, and more. Starring top producing real estate agents, James and Dave Miller, the Miller Group is your go-to real estate advisor for the Plantation and Amelia Island. Now to our hosts, James and Dave Miller.
Hey guys, this is James Miller here with the Miller Group. And this is going to be another episode of the Miller Group Real Estate Show. And I'm going to bring Dad on here in a few seconds to get started. But before we do, just wanted to give you a few updates. We are going to start doing our podcast weekly, at least over the next few weeks, as we're covering a lot of information related to the coronavirus, as well as the economic situation as a result of the coronavirus. We just have a lot of great information on how our local market can prepare for maybe some turbulent waters in the short term, but also how to take advantage of opportunities that are going to come our way over the long run. And we also wanted to announce that we have expanded the distribution of our Miller Report to the entire Plantation community. So everybody on the Amelia Island Plantation should be receiving a physical copy of our report in the mail. And if you are not, we would ask you to reach out to us and let us know so we can make sure that we correct that and get your report to you in the mail. You can do that by calling us or texting us at 904-557-5720. Or you can send me an email at millergroupofamelia@gmail.com. That's millergroupofamelia@gmail.com. And I'd like to thank our Miller Report sponsors, who are local companies which have helped us to increase our distribution to the entire Plantation. And they are wonderful businesses within our community who we recommend to all of our clients, friends, and family. And they are Wells Fargo Private Wealth Management, Julia Hall Interiors, Amelia Law Group, and Osprey Village. And you can find their contact information in the report, or you can text us and we'll put you in touch with them. So stay tuned for the next issue of the Miller Report. It should come out in mid-April, and we are really excited about some of the great content that we have included in there. So now we're going to head over to our episode today, and I'd like to bring in Dad to get us started. Well, what a crazy time to be alive today with everything going on with the coronavirus here in the beginning of 2020, and we're going to cover a lot of interesting topics today related to the coronavirus and how we think that will impact our markets here locally in the short term and in the long term. We're going to cover a lot of different areas about that, but before we get into what we think the market or how the market's going to respond to the coronavirus and the resulting economic shutdown that we're experiencing, we wanted to start off first by talking about where the market has been leading up to the coronavirus, really focusing on the beginning of 2020, January and February. So Dad, you want to talk a little bit about specifically the Amelia Island Plantation and what our markets looked like the last few months leading up to the coronavirus?
I think it's important to kind of reflect on where we were heading into this situation with the coronavirus, because it has a big impact on how well we move through this and how we handle it. And the interesting thing, I think, is that during really we've seen kind of a shortage, a little bit of shortage of inventory available, and sales have been a little bit less in this first quarter than they were in prior years in both from a villa standpoint, a condo standpoint, and single family homes. And I think that's not from a lack of demand from the buyer side, but it's more from a lack of availability of kind of the sweet spot of areas that buyers are looking for here.
Yeah, Dad and I were looking at some of the numbers, and if you start off with villas, and this is villas on the Amelia Island Plantation, over the past 10 years, villas priced under $500,000 have made up, on average, 54% of total villa inventory listed for sale, and villas under $500,000 have accounted for 59% of all villa sales. And this is, remember, over the past 10 years. So if you look at January through February 2020, villas on the market that are priced at $500,000 or less only represent 28% of our active listings. So that's a much smaller percentage of our total listings, and yet it's generally the category that generates the most sales. Now remember, this isn't dollar volume, this is in terms of units sold. But really, we think that's a big reason why some of our sales numbers, number of closings, have been less this year compared to last year. And in the home and single family homes has been similar, but a little bit different. We also think the drop in sales is a result of inventory. In that market, really, we've seen a shift towards more expensive homes. If you look at homes priced over $2 million over the past 10 years, they've only represented 4% of total sales on the plantation. But yet currently, they represent 19% of active listings. So right now we're just have a little bit unusual inventory mix-ups. And I think that's what's really resulting in the drop in sales. Because from our experience working with buyers and sellers in the market, it's been pretty strong the beginning of this year in terms of if homes are priced right and if they're in good shape, they sell quickly and for increasing dollars.
Yeah, I think certainly what we've seen is single family homes that have been priced anywhere from $500,000 to $1.5 million or have been quick to move if they have what I would consider not a high level of deferred maintenance or floor plan issues. They've been quick to go under contract in a little time. And even with, we've seen with pricing moving up, because I think buyer demand has pushed that level of pricing up just due to lack of supply in that kind of quality situation on the plantation. And that same thing in the condo scenario. So it's pushed pricing up. And so I think that there is, as we head into this situation of the coronavirus in mid-March, there's, I think, buyer demand that was there on the sidelines looking for quality inventory.
Well, then we've seen that with some of our listings that we've had that have gone under contract since the impacts of the coronavirus and the economic changes have been felt here. And really, there's a lot of things that we can do in real estate to help kind of mitigate some of the issues that we're experiencing with this social distancing and lack of travel. For example, on all of our listings, we will generate a Real Vision Tour, which is essentially a 3D virtual walkthrough that operates similar to Google Streets, and you can actually walk through every single part of the home and experience a showing in that home virtually. And we've actually had some sales which have occurred from those Real Vision Tours without the buyers actually seeing the property before putting it under contract. So it's great technology that we've actually been using for years now, and I think we're going to start seeing that be a little more prevalent in ways for things or ways for real estate showings to continue to go on in this current environment. But we're going to do a whole nother podcast in the next couple of weeks on virtual technology and how that's going to impact the real estate market as well as our local economy. So we'll get to that more on that here in a few episodes, but wanted to get back to the coronavirus currently and where we think the market is going to be headed or how the market is going to be impacted over the next short term, so the next 3 to 6 months, maybe even up to a year. So, Dad, what are your thoughts on how our market's going to be impacted by the current economic situation as a result of the coronavirus?
You know, I think one of the signs that's come out in the last week that kind of gives some indication of where we're headed relative to real estate is the national portals like Zillow, Realtor.com are reporting that traffic to their sites to view properties is down 30% from where it had been weeks before. So clearly there's going to be, that has to translate into a lower level of interest in terms of pursuing real estate in the short run. So I think they're going to be, that's a kind of a national reading, and I expect that we'll see some of that same impact here in terms of interest level and concern, obviously, with the virus. But as you discussed, and as we'll get into detail in another podcast in terms of how that technology works, there are ways to mitigate that in real estate. And I think that what's been interesting is that even if you go back to the last six or seven recessions, and clearly there's going to be a recession that comes out of this. Real estate, other than in the 07 and 08, what I would call real estate depression, real estate has held up, pricing has held up reasonably well through recessionary periods. And I think there's reason to believe that that will happen here as well in our market.
So do you think the decrease in potentially in buyer interest or buyers looking for properties, which we think will in the short term results in fewer sales, do you think that's more to do with the lack, at least locally, the lack of tourism and travel, or is it more of an economic uncertainty, or is it a combination of both? What are your thoughts on what's really going to drive that lower buyer interest?
Well, I think it is both. I think that a lot of the interest, obviously here we have a strong tie to tourism. Our biggest employers are tourism driven and conference driven. Omni's recent announcement of closing down their property is a reflection of that. But I think we also have a chance to rebound quicker than others because we are, I think, the view of a less dense feel, but yet with the ability to work remotely becoming even more important. We've already seen prior to this, we've seen what I would consider young buyers in their 30s who are moving here because they had chosen to work remotely and were able to do that and raise families here because they wanted to be in the kind of environment that Amelia Island offers and with the quality of our schools in Nassau County. And so I think that is a real positive as we move forward.
I think, we'll get into this more in another episode about virtual technology, but I think this is forcing a lot of companies to not only invest in their own virtual capabilities, but it's also forcing them to be more accepting of work remote. And I saw a statistic the other day that of a large percentage of people that work full-time from home, and it's growing every year. So I think we're going to see that trend continue, which, as Dad said, will be a positive impact on our local market because people will be able to have the freedom to choose to live where they want. And why wouldn't they want to live here in Amelia Island? So that's a little more of the long-term, ramifications of what's going to come out of the coronavirus in terms of tourism and travel and our market. And I think another point is that we will rebound even in the shorter term once the initial scare of the health concerns with the virus, subside. I think our tourism will pick up faster than other areas because a lot of our tourism comes from all over the country and even the world, a lot of it comes from regional traffic. And we've got a lot of people vacationing here from Georgia and the southeastern part of the United States. And I think that will resume pretty quickly as it's easy.
Less than 8-hour drives. Right. A lot of our traffic comes from that.
Right. And there could be impacts, too, on people preferring to be in VRBO or vacation rentals rather than hotels, and our market's well situated for that. So I think we'll be in a position to rebound as quickly as anybody can once we get out of the health scare of the coronavirus. In terms of long-term economics, we talked about how home prices and other recessions besides the 08 recession have really remain stable, even with through stock market dips. I think back to the dot-com bursts and 9/11 scares. Really, home prices stayed pretty stable during those times, and I think we'll see that long term here as well. But one of the pieces that we think is important to get a rebound in the real estate market is really just economic certainty. I think the biggest concern is when people aren't sure what the economy is going to do. And amid all of these shutdowns and the scare of the coronavirus, they're just not even sure when this is going to end or when our economy is going to start working again. And I think once that becomes clear, I think we'll get a little more positivity that things are going to go back to normal and that things will rebound. And we'll start seeing some buyers that might be sitting out currently jump back into the game.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but it goes back to remember what my dad always used to say, if we have a plan, I can deal with anything. Let's lay out a plan for me. And I think it's the uncertainty that is the big problem right now. Uncertainty with the virus and its duration and its impact. But over the next few weeks, that will become much clearer. and our path forward. I also have a lot of optimism just in our American system in terms of everybody's working on this and looking for solutions, whether it be therapeutics, obviously vaccine in the next year, year and a half, hopefully. But I think there will be solutions to this that we aren't even aware of today that will help mitigate this, and so I remain optimistic from that standpoint.
Well, and that goes back to, and all adversity comes with a seed of opportunity, and I think we're going to see a lot of changes in our the way we operate as a country and changes for the positive. I think about our brokerage, EXP Realty, just came out with a telemedicine program to allow agents in our brokerage to be able to basically do basic doctor appointments virtually, so they don't have to go into a doctor's office. And I think we're going to start seeing a lot of innovations in that area, as well as other parts of our economy that are going to be big positives for the future. So it's not all doom and gloom. There's a lot of positive things that will come out of this once we're through the initial fear and scare of the coronavirus. So I think overall, Dad and I were talking about earlier, Amelia Island and the plantation in particular, there's just limited development opportunities. So really, there's only long-term, the only direction we can move is up in terms of real estate values. So I think there's a lot of things to be excited about for the future, and good to remember that during times like this when we're all quarantined ourselves and trying to be social distancing and all of this. I think it's important to remember some of the positives that we're going to have out of this, and always good to remember that we live in such a beautiful place.
It's a good place to, if you have to be quarantined, it's a great place to be, and I think that will serve us well in the future in terms of demand for our living here.
Absolutely. So as we said, we normally do a monthly podcast. For the next few weeks, we're going to try and do a weekly podcast to keep you updated on different events and news that are surrounding the economic situation and the coronavirus. We're going to do some talking about interest rates and how that could impact you, as well as virtual technology, and as well as topics along vacation rentals and how they can mitigate some of the losses they're going to take short term, and what they can do to prepare to take advantage of this situation in the future and moving forward past the coronavirus. So a lot of great information to come, and stay tuned for these weekly podcast releases. If you're on our database or on our current mailing list, you'll get them via email each week. If you are not, you can send us a text at 904-557-5720 with your email address, and we'll get you signed up. Or you can go to our website and click on the Miller Report, and there's a place that you can register to receive the Miller Report electronically, as well as you'll receive the podcast in addition. So also you can subscribe on iTunes and you'll receive it that way. So there's a lot of different ways to receive our podcast. And if anything, we'd also love to hear any questions or topics that you would like for us to cover. Please reach out to us and let us know. You can give us a call or text us again at 904-557-5720, or you could send us an email at millergroupofamelia@gmail.com.
And I would add, too, also some of these we'll have outside experts kind of working with us in these podcasts that we'll be interviewing relative to their areas of expertise, and I think sharing their thoughts, which will be helpful. So I think all of that, we look forward. It'd be great getting input from our listeners as to what's important to you and what can we help provide further background on.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening, and please let us know if you have any questions or concerns, and we look forward to being with you next time on our next podcast next week.